Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry Show. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. God bless you this evening. We want you to sit back, relax, and just go into the inner courts behind the veil and just feel that outpouring. We thank you for tuning in with us each and every day through the week, Mondays through Fridays, from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., Eastern Standard Time here in the United States, and also on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock. We have some awesome speakers through the week. We would like to encourage you to tune in and listen. We have so many good leaders who come on to expound the word, and we just want you to abase yourself. We have Reverend Ray Rice and Mrs. Rice. We have Apostle Alexander Lockamy. We have Reverend Ray Lucas, Minister Prophet Michael Gray, Pastor Jones, and others that I can't name at this time. But do listen to us. I guarantee you that you will enjoy the word and enjoy the worship. So God bless you again. Let us sit back and relax. And remember now, all the music that you hear belong to the artist, and we are here to give them credit. They own all rights, and encourage you to get those CDs and just enjoy. Let us listen to Yolanda Adams at this time. Amen.
Thank you.
Wanda Adams. You know, that's a profound statement. In life, we have to be still to receive those blessings. You know why? It can only work through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and our belief in him, that when we are still, we can get the outpouring of the Holy Ghost and we can receive those blessings. Let us listen to Wayne Murphy at this time. Amen. When he say it's working for my good, you have to believe it so you can receive it. That's the only way that obstacles can get out your way. You have to move by faith. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer, and we would like you to sit back and relax and enjoy the worship. If you would like to get in touch with us, our P.O. Box is 9786 Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's P.O. Box 9786 Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. And let us listen to Carsha Tarr's Linnet at this time. Amen.
Every chain, break every chain, break. When you've done all you can now.
You can do. You have to stand and you have to wait on God, because only God can move. Only God can move those situations and those problems. Truly, we love the Lord, and we want to encourage you to listen to us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors to call 319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036. We hope that you enjoy listening to us. You can send us a card as well. As we said, P.O. Box 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. And we are the Fivefold Ministry. Amen.
Come on.
Songwriter said, look what he done. And I will ask you the same question, what have God done for you? You know, if it wasn't for that change to come in your life and for the death, burial, or resurrection, where would we be today? Truly, we thank God for the change that he put over us, that for the salvation that we received through that death, burial, and resurrection. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We want you to sit back and relax and enjoy the worship. Amen.
Thank you.
know, my mom would play that song all the time, that a change is going to come, but it was by Sam Cooke. And that would encourage me that regardless what everything looks like, how difficult the situation is, that if I could just hold out and believe by faith that a change is going to come and God moved mountains for me, truly I thank God for that, because I just had to wait on my blessings, trust God that he can do anything but fail. Beloved, that's how you have to feel, that your God can do anything but fail, and you can just give him all your love and be overwhelmed as BB and CC Winans sings. It's addictive love. Amen. Nothing like listening to BB and CC Winans. Truly, you know, CC Winans has a new album that I would recommend to anybody to check out. And, you know, when you can just continue to give God the praise regardless what you go through, you know what? You can say hallelujah anyhow. Let us listen to Reverend Clay Evans. Amen.
Wondering about your comfort zone. And when you find it, get in it. Satan does not belong in front of you. Where he can lead you. He doesn't belong beside of you where he can whisper in your ear. Neither does he belong behind.
Regardless of what it looked like, put a smile on your face. You know why? Because as long as you have Jesus in your life, you have accepted that death, burial, resurrection, you are going to have the victory through salvation. I would encourage anybody, if you don't know the Lord, go to your local church, listen to us, accept the plan of redemption, but guess what? Accept Jesus. You know why? Because as long as you have him, you have victory. Let us listen to Vicky Winans at this time. Amen.
Nobody else. I've been lying on, I don't see. Talked about not treating. because I've got to give. I know he's a burden bearer. I know he's a heavy loose air. I know he's a warrior. I know a doctor and a lawyer. Good God, friend when you're friendly. Oh, Lord, mother when you're motherly. He'll be bread when you're hungry. He'll be a supper when you're lonely. Oh, Lord, I've got it. Long as I've got to give.
The Lord, when you have God in your life, I'm telling you, you have the joy, you have peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, there was a song when I was a young girl that I heard, and I said, God, do it for me. Come in my life and change things over. Let me understand who Jesus is, as well as receive that gift of the Holy Ghost. And truly, God did that for me. So I want to encourage you now to listen to the Love Fellowship Tabernacle Choir, and God bless you. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
that's truly, I remember that song. I was sitting in my mom's kitchen. I wanted things to change in my life. And I said, God, if you would just do it for me, change things over, get me that job, make all things possible and new. And truly, truly, I was so blessed. I'm still blessed, and I thank God, because only through the love and the mercy and grace, only through God would this have ever happened, and through a praying mother. Yes, I heard a beautiful song by a young lady. Her name is Crystal, K-L-E-E-R, and it was one of the favorite mother salutes, and it was such a real song that I would like to share with you. This song go out to all the mothers and all the grandmothers. Again, we want to thank you for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. And if you would like to get in touch with us, please call 410-661-2103. Again, that's 410-661-2103. And let us listen to Crystal Kier. Amen and amen.
I got a grandmother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems, my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my grandmother who always prayed and always prayed for me. I love you, Mama. And I'll never forget the things that you taught me. I'll never forget what you taught me about God. Look.
Lord knows I'm perfect, perfect.
And I never tried to be.
And she said, baby, baby,
Yes, truly we thank God for praying mothers and fathers and those who have prayed us through when we couldn't seem to find a way. God bless you again. We want you just to sit back and enjoy and just abase yourself. Truly, we thank God for the songs of thine. We thank God for the various artists who God has blessed to be able to sing those songs. Let us listen to Al Green as we get ready to close out. Amen.
When the gates swing open, that I will be set free and I can love the Lord even more. God bless you again. We hope that you enjoyed our musical salute as we salute the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You are listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. And I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. You can listen to us Monday through Fridays here on this radio station from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Again, that's 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. right here on this radio station by calling 319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036. 6036, as well as on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. up until 10 o'clock. Again, that's 8:30 a.m. till 10 o'clock a.m. on the same radio station. You know, like Al Green said, that if God would open up those gates and swing open those gates so that I can walk in, truly you will have eternal life. You have to get to a point in your life that you're just going to turn it all over to God, because God is your shepherd, but God is all and everything that you need, that you should not have to want. You have to stay encouraged, beloved, that when you are in the midst of everything, you have to trust God. You have to say, God, I lay this down at the foot of the cross. God, I turn this over to you. And if you can't do it, it can't be done. That's my famous motto. If God can't do it, it just not can be done. It can't be done because he has all power, that he is our Lord, that he's our shepherd, that he's our pastor, that he's everything that covers us. He's good in our lives. Don't you want something good in your life, something that's dependable, something that you can trust, something that you can have peace with, and to know that they will walk beside you, that they will not turn their back on you, and that you can trust them? You know, God is a God of his word. Yes, he is. That God says thing, it comes to pass. You can take it to the bank. You know that it is solid, and truly, he makes that way. I love the Lord. I love that regardless of all the things that happen to us in life, that he lead us, and he guide us, and he prepares the way, that through it all, that storm, that we can say, peace be still. Beloved, don't you know you have the power of the tongue, that if you will speak positively, if you will say peace in the midst of the valley of those storms, that you know what? You will and shall have the victory. When you stand on that word, when you believe him at his word, when you praise and worship him like we did earlier, don't you know that that restores your soul? Don't you know that that lifts your spirit, that it just bring everything that's negative to positive, that you can feel relieved and you can feel healed and you can feel built up, that your God has a turnaround for you? I tell a lot of people that that setback is a setup for a blessing. Uh-oh, I'll say it again, that your setback is a setup for your blessing. When it looks like all hope is down, when it looks like that this business deal or this doctor visit or whatever it could be, this job, when everything seems like it's going in the negative or opposite direction, that you have to keep the faith to know that he's going to guide you through, that he's going to take you in such a way that may not be understandable to you, but he's going to lead you to all spiritual truth. What God has for you is for you. Yes, it is. And that if God can't do it, it can't be done. When you decree a thing, decree and declare in the blood of Calvary, on Calvary's cross, same banner of Jesus dying for us in the name of Jesus, that we can walk in victory. Yes, you can. You can walk in victory. You do not have to worry about going through death situations, that even in the pain of death. You know, I think about my mom. She said, if God would give me just 15 more years to praise him before I die, I would be happy. And they had given up on my mom and said that they thought that she could die any day because of her heart. But my mother was honored by God to have those 15 extra years to praise him. She walked through that valley of shadow of death in praise and worship and in faith. And oh my God, she lived to glorify God. I'm so glad, as I played that song earlier, that I had a praying mother and those grandmothers and even dads, that they prayed me through all types of valleys. I want to encourage you as you read your word, as you pray, that you cannot fear evil. You know, there's a lot of people out here that's doing evil for evil. You know, people have grudges, they have malice, they have vengeance. But, you know, all vengeance belongs to God, and we have to fear no man, but that we live and die for Christ. And if God don't turn that situation around, it can't be done. You know, you just got to keep hope and just keep the faith to know that your God loves you and that your God is with you, that he makes that way out of no way, that he sends his angels, and that he opened up those doors that are closed. Beloved, I'm telling you, you will get the comfort that you need. So I want to say to you again that as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, that we try to encourage you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to lift you up, and to know that your God prepares each and every day for you. When you keep your eyes on the sparrow, when you keep your faith in God, when you hold your head up, my mom always said that God sits high and he looks low. Yes, you're going to walk through the valley. Yes, you're going to walk through some dark places. But you got to know that your God is with you, even in the presence of your enemies in those dark obstacles. You know, I heard a preacher one time say that even though he was in the middle of chaos, it couldn't touch him because he believed like Daniel in the lion's den, that he kept his faith and he heard the roar of the lions and he saw the mane of the lions. He saw the teeth. He heard everything that was evil right there to gobble up his flesh. But you know what? He remembered that Jesus, When God favored him, when God used Daniel as his beloved, he anointed him with his own precious oil, his Holy Spirit, and truly that he was spared. When you go through those fires, as we saw the three Hebrew boys, when you go through it, the heat is turned up, good God Almighty, that you got to know God. I feel it. I feel that something bad is going to happen today. Then you have to have the confidence and faith to know that no evil shall come at you when you trust God. So, God, I'm going to leave this at the foot of the cross, that I'm just going to believe you in the darkest valley. I'm going to believe you in these hard times, that I'm going to put my trust in you, God, that you anoint my head with oil and my cup running over. You know, I was studying a word about the oil. Don't you know that the Holy Spirit, when he released that anointing on your life, when that Holy Spirit just pour out his blessing on you, don't you know that you're covered with oil in the spiritual realm, that now you are covered by that Holy Spirit and that you have a blessing? I remember my godfather said to me, he said, you know, that you got to walk through your home with faith. You have to even see when a child or someone is sick, you have to have the faith and anoint them with oil. And I said, Dad, I don't have no oil, that I'm out of oil when I was using it for other church business. I don't have a blessed oil. He said, daughter, the oil is in you. Psalms 23 clearly says that, and I will read it. It says that you anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Good God Almighty. Psalms 23 and verses 5 says that God anoints you with oil, and inside of you with the Holy Spirit, with the death, burial, resurrection, with the blood of Calvary, that it runneth over. So you don't need the oil, that you got the oil, good God Almighty, that you could lay hands on the sick, on your sick loved ones, on your mom, on your dad, on those children, and said, heal in the name of Jesus. I'm going to touch and agree that whatever that situation is, that you're going to feel better. You know, my grandkids know, when they see that Nana, that I'm going to lay hands on him. I'm going to speak the word. And even I heard my grandson said, I feel better since you touched my head. You got to have that kind of faith. You know, we thank God for the doctors, for the nurses, for the medicines, and everything that is in this earth that can make us well. When we went through COVID all over the world, there were some who made it and some who did not. But God still was in charge that we have all those minerals that we need to be healed in our bodies. So we need to praise God. We need to thank God for his love. We need to see the goodness of God. We need to know that God can do anything but fail. It will follow you, beloved. It will follow you all the days of your life. You just got to have that confidence that your God is able to do anything but fail. You know, I mentioned Psalms 23, and you got to believe that even when David wrote that song from his own experiences, and he was out there caring for the sheep, that he knew that the sheep completely depended on him. He knew that he had to guide the sheep. He had to provide for the sheep. He had to give protection to the sheep, that this is how God does us, that he will provide for us. He will guide us. He will protect us only if we accept the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, only if we will accept that blood, beloved, that we have to know that God is our good shepherd. When you look at John 10 and 11, when you look at John 3:16, when you see that he is that great shepherd, even in Hebrews 13 and 20, that God is the chief, that he's in charge. You look at 1 Peter 5 and 4. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. When you have a good shepherd, when you know that he is your father, when you know that he is in charge and that we are his little children, we are his creation, that he made us in his image, and that truly we are his sheep, that, you know, we got to just depend and follow him and have enough courage to believe in his word and to go and do what is right, to live right, to talk right, to love others right. You know, I was thinking one time, I was talking to my pastor, and he reminded me, it's more than accepting salvation. It's more than accepting the death, blood, or resurrection to have eternal life. That is the first step. But to really make it into the kingdom, that you have to treat others the way you want to be treated, that you have to treat your neighbor as yourself. Because if we can't dwell down here as brothers in the faith, what makes us think that we're going to go to the eternal life in that eternal place that God has prepared for us, and we don't get along? We don't get along with the angels. We don't get along with each other. We're not going to get along with those. And then all of that prejudice that I'm not going to talk to you because this person, a culture is different than mine. So this person is white, or this person is black, or this person is a native from another country. God forbid that when God made us, that he made us in his image, and he breathed breath into our bodies, that all of us bleed red blood. I'll say it again, we all have red blood, not blue or black or green blood, but red blood, that we are all brothers and sisters in the faith of God, that we are his children all over the world. You know, when I go to those different places and when I see different ones, you know, from Africa, from Jamaica, from England, from China, all of those places that I know that we are brothers in the faith, when we smile, when we can show love, when we can walk upright. And you know, you have to honor those places and country because it's their home. You wouldn't go into another man's house and tear it down or talk about him. There are those that will come to your house and eat at your table when your back is turned. They'll say, I didn't like the food anyhow. They didn't have enough salt. I don't like the way she cooked. I hope her hands was clean, that she wasn't dirty. Why eat at a man's table if you're going to talk about him? Why go to a person's house that you don't think that much of them anyhow. Why go to a restaurant if you don't like the way they prepare the food? God forbid, that is foolishness. You have to see the quality of your brethren. You have to look beyond what you see on the outside. God said, try the spirit with the spirit. What that means is that when you're around someone, you should feel the blessings. You should feel the love. You should feel the genuine friendship, the care. You should feel the very presence of God. When you're around hateful and mean people, they are evil people. They say things that tear down your character. They talk about you behind your back. They do evil things unto you, to your family, to themselves. Don't you know there are people out here that are committing self-suicide? And I'm not talking about in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. They are hurting themselves. They're cussing their brother out. They're turning them down. They're discrediting them with family in the neighborhood, out in the public realm, that they are putting a noose around their neck, and they're acting just like angry souls that God has not created. God said that we are the light of the world, that when we walk in, that they should see the qualities, the discipline, the statues of Christ. People should recognize who your Father is and who sent you. That's why you have to walk with spiritual eyes. You have to ask God to guide your mouth, what you say, that help you, and even in your personality. There are those that faces balled up. There are those that even listen to say, let me critique even this radio show. What is she saying today? Do it line up with the word? Oh, my God. The thing is, they should focus on themselves. They should focus on what come out of their mouth and read their word for themselves to get their own interpretation. You know, I heard somebody say, you got 6 months to mind your business and 6 months to leave somebody's alone. Mind your own business. If you don't have anything good to say, if you don't come in peace, if you don't come in love, that you are going to come in fussing and complaining, rolling your eyes and grinding your teeth and looking hateful, got your arms balled up, looking mean. You are covered with the adversary, with the evil ones. There are demons inside of you that is causing you to sin. Yes, it is. I'll say it again. When you are not amplifying love, when you are not showing the characteristic of Christ, when you don't have love and peace with your brothers, that you got off, that you're angry, that you mad, that you puffed up, then you are in a sinful nature of state that you need to be delivered, because God has created his earth, this environment. He has created all of us to live together. As the Psalms 23 says, the green pastures with the quiet waters, that will restore our soul. That will restore us to know how to act, to speak, and to dwell each and every day, that as you follow God, that your interest should be look at the man or woman in the mirror and say, what kind of person am I? Am I loving? Am I kind? Am I sweet? Am I long-suffering? Do I see the good in a bad situation? Can I forgive? Can I have mercy? Can I have just long-suffering? Stop tallying up for wrong. Well, they did this last year. Well, they said this last week. They rolled their eyes today. When you don't trust God and have the confidence in his word, when you can't forgive, then guess what? You need repentance. You need to change your presence. You need to change your conversation, that you need to not be tempted by the evil one, by adversaries, or really demons who are pulling you out the characteristic of God, that there's a dark shadow that's walking over you, and people don't know it, but there are those that's walking with a reprobate mind, God forbid. They are living their life and saying things out of their mouth that they think that's acceptable to God, but their conscience is telling them, you know you shouldn't have went over there. You know you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have caused pain or suffering or even diseases, diseases that's upon people. Where is the mercy, the compassion? You give so much injury. I say it again. You give injury by your conversation, God forbid. You need to repent, beloved. Each and every day that God want us to have the courage, to have the strength, to have the tenacity that you can overcome everything that's not positive. You know, I was talking with a young man. I said, everything come out your mouth is no, it can't be, or this is negative, or as he said, well, this is my opinion. But if your opinion is something that is negative, your opinion is something that's not going to encourage someone to go forward, if your opinion is one that would cause a death over a dream, that would cause even harm to someone else because you have tore down their spirit and their character, then guess what? You need to repent and ask forgiveness to God. And also repent to that person and ask them to beg pardon. I come to say today, as always, that God is and that he is over us. He protects us and he wants us to be a blessing to others. Yes, I'm encouraging you today as you have your eyes woken up, as you have your eyes that you are awakened in the land of the living. Be grateful. You know, time is not promised to all of us. We don't know the day or the hour when it's going to be our last day here on this earth. So you want to get it right. You know, you cannot just go to church and pay your tithes and your offerings, and then you go ahead and you try to do good and give clothes and food. But way down deep, you got malice in your heart. You got an evil disposition. You curse, you nasty, you mean. You tear down and find fault and just judge a human being that God has created that you are unfair. God forbid. You know, we got to celebrate life. We got to celebrate being in the land of the living with others, that we should have a song of praise. This is why I took that hour to just play songs of praise, the songs of Zion, that just to go ahead and to say that we are going to worship him. We are going to celebrate him. We are going to enjoy our God that has died for us. And through that death, burial, and resurrection, once we have accepted Christ and we have taken the oath that we know how good our God is and we believe that he is the Son of God, guess what? You can have eternal life. You can have power. Even your setback can be a blessing. Your negative can be a positive. And God will have mercy on your soul when you repent and mean godly sorrow with your communication with others that you are sorry. Don't deceive yourself, beloved, that God is using this time each and every day through radio, through TV, through the preacher and pastor, through his churches all over the world, that God is trying to build us up so that we can stand right and we can receive the blessings and outpouring that he has for us. We cannot walk in self-deception. We cannot walk in false illusion and delusion that we are children of God because we have done all those other things. You know, you can say, yes, I healed the sick. Yes, I prayed for others. Yes, the miracles and signs went with me. You know, the gifts are without repentance. What God give you, he's not a selfish God. He's not an Indian giver. When he give you something, he's going to make sure that you have it. He's going to make sure that you keep what he has given you. But you can't fool yourself in thinking all the good that you did is going to have you to have a seat in the tree in the eternal life. And I always say the tree because east of Eden, that was the Garden of Eden when man sinned and he lost that redemptive place with God. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for John 3:16, and that God is saying to us again that this is a battle that we are going through, but we have to stay holy and stay mighty in his word and to stay in his promises. God bless you again. As you remember, to each and every day should be a Sabbath. Each and every day should be a day of worship. Each and every day should be a day of reconciliation. You know, wash your face, take that bath, comb your hair, cook your food, clean your house, be about a positive thing, an image that you can feel good about and that others can see the reflection of God in your life. And remember now, you can't tear down your brother. You cannot destroy others in the faith, but you alone have the ability to change. Yes, you can. You just got to keep the faith. I want to encourage you today, wherever you go, whatever you do, that you do it with love, you do it with peace, and you do it with honor, and to know that your God is able. So just to encourage you to walk upright, talk right, live right, and be right for God and in your faith, that stay positive, get on out the house, smell that fresh air, look at the birds in the sky, go and see mama or dad, take them to dinner, go to church or wherever you worship, and just hold your head up so someone else can see the light that you are to the world. God bless you today as we had touched upon Psalms 23, that God is our shepherd. And remember now, you can hear us Monday through Fridays. We're on every day, 6 days a week, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can hear us from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. by calling 319-527-36. Again, that's 319-527-6036, as well as on Sundays. Also, you can check your local TV stations. We thank God that you're able to tune in and see us all over the world. We thank God for those that are watching who have given us shout-outs. I heard from my pastor, and he was saying that Russia wanted to say they enjoyed their broadcast, the pastor and his wife, as well as Taiwan. We thank you. The pastor there said she listens daily. And also to our other ones around the world, Jamaica, Pakistan, Africa, thank you again, and this United States, that I don't want to forget you or to know that you're not listening, so we give a special shout-out to all of you who have tuned in to say, God bless you, beloved, and go in peace. Remember now that if God can't do it, it can't be done. Let us end out with Jeff Majors in Psalms 23. God bless you. Amen.
He maketh me to lie. In the house of the Lord.